It's week 12 of Hanging Out in Hebrews. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button right there and click the bell if you want notifications. And if you wouldn't mind, hit that like button for me. Let's get to reading. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 29. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of much worse punishment, do you suppose, will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?
It's rained
and
all
I
week.
Am super appreciative you of you being
it
here.
Dry today?
I'll see
the
you
The sun
soon.
Finally
Maranatha.
Shines. It's too hot, I say. Teach me to be still, but I don't want to sit. Let me be a candle for you. Just leave the flame unlit. Pick me up, no, set me down. I'm ready for more, that's too much now. Help me out, I'll do it by myself. Give me your word, but I'll put it on the shelf. I need more time. Oh, look, a lazy day. Lord, forgive my ungrateful ways.